Well, today is Swarming Hornet Day, and for the folks that don't know about that, Rick Steckelberg, you're going to tell everybody about what Swarming Hornet Lures is.
We'll try our best to inform people what it was, how it was designed, what it was designed for, the reason it was designed, and give people an insight on probably how to fish it, the colors that we have to offer, the soft plastic that you can use with the bait, as well as other techniques and ways to fish the product. And we'll try our best to do what we can with it.
Well, you know what? That's a lot of ground to cover for a couple of guys that are just fishermen. So you and I got our work cut out for us. But, you know, as you look at this bait, and a lot of people have seen in recent years, in particular, the pressure that we see on our lakes and bodies of water has drastically increased. And you come out with a very unique head, and then a little spinner blade that fits underneath there, and you've got a multitude of different sizes, but this thing will catch just about everything.
I've actually went bass fishing and caught crappie. I've actually went bass fishing and caught catfish, walleye. I mean, the only thing I have not caught yet with it, and I haven't went saltwater fishing with it enough to do this, is I haven't caught like a snook or a tarpon with it, but I've heard people that have on our saltwater series side of the fish head. We've caught redfish with it. We've caught trout with it. We've caught flounders with it. It's just a unique concept and a unique way that we've got the bait designed that it looks so fish-oriented that I don't think the fish can actually turn it down.
Well, you've got a local guy there that's a pretty good fisherman. His last name is Farley, Tim.
Right.
And he won a tournament not too long ago. We were actually lucky enough to be able to cover that and caught a lot of fish on your bait, and that happened to be in a bass fishing tournament. But a lot of the redfish guys, we're starting to hear they're using this thing in big way. Now, you're a red fisherman, too. You like doing that as
right.
well. But now, tell me, I mean, it comes, it's a head, it's a blade, it's a like a willow leaf blade, but you put different plastic on it as well.
Right. We actually will put a paddle tail on the back of it, similar to what's most like a sassy shad body. You can also put a curly tail grub on the back of it. We always use the Fat Albert, Zoom Fat Albert grub on the back of it because it fits our head up close to our head a lot better. And then we also use the fluke type bodies, whether it be a Lucker City or a Zoom Finesse, Zoom Super Fluke Junior or a Super Fluke on the back of them.
And, you know, the color combinations, let's talk about heads a little bit. This is very unique. It's a fish-shaped head, and
right.
You've got a lot of colors in it as well.
The head design was actually shaped like a shad. When we stopped making our bait that got us actually making the fish head, I was out fishing on Lake Lanier. I was kind of down in the dumps because we had a cease and desist order on us with our previous product that we was making, and I'm not one that likes to copy a bunch of people, so I told them that I'd cease and desist and quit making it. So I was pretty down in the dumps about that because it was one of our best-selling products. And I was out on the lake, and I seen a bait fish, which actually it was a threadfin shad about 4 inches long floating on the water after I had just caught a fish. And I picked that bait up, and I got to looking at it, and I can remember it like it was yesterday. I looked at the bait and I said, I can make this work. If I can just get the balance right, I can make this work. And if you look at the general shape and the general look at it, it basically looks like the way that a threadfin shad looks. Their head body, their gill plate area, their eyeballs. The only thing I would like to do a little bit different is I'd like to put a little bit bigger eye in it. But as for all intent and purposes, it's exactly the way that I wanted it. The way that I designed it is I wanted it to run with the blade right up underneath the bottom of the hook. And for that reason, whenever you get bait that, or whenever you get fish that are acting on flash and not on a feeding mode, they're going to get the hook no matter what because it's right up underneath the hook.
You know, Rick, you can also, one of the things I've noticed about the bait and had a chance to throw it some is the ability to be able to do both flipping and pitching if you want to with it. You know, it's got a hook that is exposed, but you can zing it. I mean, you can throw that bait a long way.
Absolutely. In red fishing, you know, I fish with Joe Cosby. He's a good friend of mine, and he's my redfish partner, as well as we just hired him on as a marketing director for our company. We were in, what was that, Cocodrie, I think? Yeah, it was in Cocodrie. I was qualified for the All-American, and I was practicing up there in Connecticut, and I had to come down to Louisiana. And he says, we're going to be fishing in grass. I says, okay, that's fine, you know. But I wasn't thinking at that time that I was going to be doing what we was doing. But we was actually running the grass line, and I always liked standing up on the back of the polling platform. And I could see things that Joe can't, just like he can see things that I can't from being up that high. And I could actually see as the tide was coming in, I could see the grass holes that he couldn't. And I would flip over there into those grass holes with that chartreuse fish head, and just they would just engulf it and just like tear out of there like a train. It was just like unbelievable. It was pretty neat.
Well, you've got, you know, and the thing that we talk about, this is, you know, Bass Fan Radio, of course, but the crossover now anymore with the red fishermen, and you do that, you both bass fish and redfish, and the crossover is significant. I mean, you see a lot of guys doing both of them. And then, you know, I looked at this product and I said, man, this is a killer deal. Got a great head, all that kind of stuff, great balance. But then now you're doing the drop shot deal a little bit. I want to kind of give a little bit of a plug for that because I'm interested in seeing how that's going to work.
The drop shot head was a unique little design that we came up with that I wanted to make. We work real close with Zoom Manufacturing, being as we're in Gainesville, Georgia. They're in Bogart, Georgia. They're only about 30 minutes away from our actual manufacturing facility. And we use all of their products on our fish head line except for one that they use called a tiny fluke. And I wanted to come out with something that would incorporate all of their soft plastics, as well as give people a head shape like a bait fish, a body contour shape that was the same shape as a small bait fish down on the bottom whenever you're drop shotting. The actual head is made out of aluminum instead of a lead, so it's actual somewhat neutral buoyant whenever you put the plastic on it. It does have a very little bit of weight to it, but not much. So whenever you do drop that bait down to those fish like you normally would a drop shot lure or a drop shot worm, now you've got the look and the profile and the silhouette of an actual bait fish instead of a worm with eyes.
Well, and it's just really, it's a killer looking deal too. And I know you probably can't make them fast enough because I know a lot of the guys that have talked about fishing them, they're saying, hey, I want to be able to get more of these, and you're keeping busy trying to get them manufactured.
Right, exactly. We've thought about having them manufactured out of a plastic. We're leaning towards that way because of the fact that it does have a little bit of a weight difference to it. I know this is a show that's supposed to be patting us on the back the whole time, but there's always little things that you want to improve on. Like with our product, I want to improve on the way that it fishes as far as the drop shot's concerned. I mean, it fishes perfect to a certain extent. It works better, in my eyes, using it like a darter head, a very, very finesse darter head. Instead of coming through the head with the line and putting your tag in and your weight on it, flipping that under docks and having that small profile of actually almost like a weighted fluke, but coming through that particular area as well.
Well, Rick, I can assure you I'll never pat you on the back after this radio interview again. How's that? No, actually, folks, it's funny because whenever you get talking about a company that a lot of people may not know about, now you've been around a long time and you start talking about this product, you know, that a lot of people, maybe it's one of those things that's kind of like a best kept secret, but you've got the Watts brothers on the redfish side, and then you've just added a guy that's not a bad fisherman on the freshwater side. It's going to be fishing the Classic. I'll bet he has a few tied on.
Yeah, I hope he does. You know, we just hired Gerald Swindle this year for 2007. And he's really pumped up, looking forward to throwing it and helping us out with it. And we're trying to get some other people on board on the freshwater side. We're talking to a couple of people right now. Until we get them nailed down, I'd rather keep that kind of not out there in the open too much. But we're working on them. I don't know what it takes nowadays. There was one person that I was trying to give some money to, and he said he didn't want none. And I was like, well, you try to give money away, nobody wants it anymore.
Well, you can send it up here. That's not a problem. Okay. Send it on up here to my address. I'll be glad to take it from you.
Absolutely.
Well, Rick, you know, it's exciting. I want to make sure that we give everybody an opportunity of where they can get this product. Of course, you're in a lot of the big box stores, but how would I get a hold of you there at the plant if I needed to buy some product, whatever?
You can go online. We do have our website up. It is a very good site, very user-friendly, and very safe. www.swarming, and that's S-W-O-R, not S-W-A-R, but S-W-O-R-M-I-N-G, Hornet, H-O-R-N-E-T-L-U-R-E-S, lures. .com.
Well, I tell you what, you got the worm in there some way, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Well, I really appreciate it, Rick. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll see what happens at the Bassmaster Classic. And also, you know, we're going to see what happens this spring as people start to really find out about your bait and use it more.
Also, let me mention one more thing. We are going to be introducing three new colors at the Classic that nobody has seen yet this year, as well as we're going to be introducing two new colors that Zoom has come out to match our product that nobody has seen. The rainbow trout for the people out on the West Coast. They have made a tiny fluke, a super fluke, and a super fluke junior that goes with our rainbow trout as well as our Aurora blue. Zoom is calling theirs Aurora black, but it matches our head color to a T pretty much so.
I'm excited about seeing those. Rick, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
All right, thank you, sir.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.